Hello, friends. In this episode of Music Scene, well, we've got a little Beatlemania going on. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is Yuri Poole. The McCartney years are going to be at the Mahaffey on April 17th. So, welcome, Yuri. I want to know everything about the show. Tell us.
Oh, hi, Nanette. First of all, it's great to be here. It's wonderful to come down to Florida because at the moment we are in Michigan, and if I just look out the window, there's snow on the ground. So, you know, our white skin is going to be exposed to the Florida sun, which we are looking forward to, by the way.
Well, the long and winding road leads to St. Petersburg. So, listen, we're going to talk about your journey to create this show in a little bit, but kind of sum up. This is a multimedia show, and it's a really immersive live music experience. Tell our listeners what they can expect if you love the Beatles and Wings.
Well, the show is an exact replica of what it was like during Paul McCartney's touring years of the 1970s. The Beatles obviously broke up in the late 60s, and then Paul proceeded to start his own band, Wings. And at the time, it was him and his wife, and then he called up his buddy, Denny Lane, whom he met in the 60s during some of the tours, because the Moody Blues opened for the Beatles at some point. And, you know, Paul and Denny became really good friends, so he called them up and said, hey, you know, do you want to start a new band? So Denny Lane joined, and there was, so they started Wings, and for the whole decade of the 1970s, the band went from strength to strength, released a number of great albums and songs. You know, when you think about an album like "Band on the Run" or "Red Rose Speedway," you know, some of the earlier ones, "Venus and Mars," great album. And then in 1976, Paul McCartney and Linda and the band Wings toured North America, which became the Wings Over America tour. And the McCartney years is actually based on those years that Paul McCartney toured in North America. So audience are going to be treated to a mid-1970s show of Paul McCartney's music. And with all the original instruments, wardrobe, and songs reminiscent of that time.
So it's true that you have a legendary Rickenbacker bass, a Steinway piano, Ovation acoustic guitars. I picked out my outfit. Have you actually seen, I'm sure you have many times, seen Paul McCartney perform with Wings or Paul McCartney perform after Wings?
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't born yet when Paul McCartney and the Wings started touring, so I kind of missed that decade. But hey, I'm reenacting it now, so there you go. That's something. But I have been to a number of concerts of Paul McCartney. I have never met him in person. Ironically, I did meet Ringo a number of years ago when I was in England. And he was shopping with his wife Barbara at a department store called Harrods, which is a very famous department store right downtown in England, in London. And he was standing there, and I just overheard some girls behind me say, "Oh my God, it's Steven Spielberg!" And I looked over and I rolled my eyes. I mean, I could see it was Ringo Starr, and I saw him fumbling with a little candy wrapper because the department store, for some reason, doesn't have any visible garbage cans. But I knew a bunch of friends that were working in the department store, and I knew they had garbage cans behind the counter. So I actually approached him, and I said, "Hey, do you want me to take care of that?" And so he hands me the candy wrapper, and then he kind of leans over, and kind of tells me in my ear as well, "When the wife goes shopping, you have to keep your distance." Well, that was my 15 seconds of fame with Ringo Starr. And yeah, he was shopping with his wife, and he was just waiting on the sidelines, I think, when she was done.
Well, so that's just, oh, it's just a charming story. So, you are originally from Holland, is that correct?
That is correct. Born and raised in the tulip fields.
Lovely. And how, so tell us a little bit about the journey, your journey through music, how you ended up in the States. And I love Mackinac Island, and I want to know if you're bringing us fudge from there when you come.
Well, yes, I guess we're going to have to start a side business, a fudge shop on the road. But to be honest, I don't think it would last in the tour bus. I think all the guys would eat it before it reaches its destination. But yeah, we have a full-time residency during the summer on Mackinac Island in Michigan. It's a wonderful place. There's actually no cars on this island, believe it or not. Some of your listeners might know this. But cars were banned here on the island in the late 1800s. And ever since, you're only allowed to use horses for transportation and everything else. So Mackinac Island is almost as if you're going back in time to the turn of the last century without any cars, just horses, and you can use bicycles as well. We perform all summer here. And but yeah, I was born and raised in the Netherlands. I grew up in the Bald Fields in the northwestern part of the Netherlands, and I mean, I very vividly remember the fields there. And unbeknownst to me, my father was a huge Beatles fan, like enormous Beatles fan. And the Beatles came to the Netherlands in 1964, and there's images of boys and girls jumping into the canals, trying to swim after the Beatles as they were going through the canals on this boat. My dad never saw the performance that they did in the Netherlands there. But he did buy all the albums at the time. So as I got older and sort of got interested in music, which for me started probably at the age of 5 or 6, I found these records that my dad had, and he had tons. He had from Eric Clapton, Rolling Stones, but somehow it was the Beatles, and I pulled them out, and they were the original English pressings, and I was interested in them. And even at that young age, I was already bilingual, so I could understand the lyrics on the back of the albums. Because at the time, especially the early albums, the Beatles would print the lyrics on the flip side. And I asked my father to play them. And eventually, what he did, he recorded them all these little cassettes, and I played the tapes until they disintegrated. And that's really how I got into the Beatles. And in fact, all the knowledge that I acquired at that time, I still use today. I can play almost every single part, whether it's piano or bass or guitar, drums of most of the Beatles songs, because I listened to the tracks so much. But as I got into my 20s, I found out about an audition for a Beatles production in England. And I figured, you know what? I mean, what are the chances, right? A lot of people are gonna go and do audition for that, and I thought it was just nice for me to see what was going on and meet like-minded people. So I went to do the audition, and the same night as I was taking the train back, I got a call, and they said, "Hey, you're hired," and I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
But the thing is, I didn't even have a bass yet, like the Hofner bass. So the next day I went into this old shop in downtown London, in an old vintage guitar shop, and I bought the Hofner bass, the iconic Beatles Hofner bass. I ended up playing with that production for 4 years. We played all around Europe and Asia as well. And but I've always been a big fan of McCartney's work, always. And so I was always wondering, it's like, I wonder if there's somebody around doing Paul McCartney. Surely there'd be somebody doing that. I mean, Paul McCartney is one of the most prolific songwriters and artists of our time. Surely somebody is doing that. And nobody was. There's tons of Beatles bands, right? I mean, I had performed in one for a number of years, and there are quite a few around, but nobody was doing Paul McCartney and Wings. So I figured, well, I guess I am going to be that guy. And that's how I started the McCartney years, and that was 17 years ago. And we started with a few cars and three guitars, and now we're a traveling international production of the music, and have received accolades from some of the people that worked for and with Paul McCartney himself. In fact, a lot of the work and a lot of the design of our set that we take with us on the road was with the help of some of the crew that worked on the Wings Over America tour of 1976 with Paul McCartney. So we travel with a lot of the same equipment and staging and set design that Paul McCartney had in the 1970s. So when people come and see your show, they are really going to get immersed into what it was like to see Paul McCartney in the 1970s, and not just the music, but also the performance and the look and the sound and everything that went it. As soon as you walk into the theater on the 17th, you will be immersed in the 1970s, going back in time and see what it was like when Paul was touring with his wife Linda and the rest of the band.
Glad you brought up Linda because, of course, people want to know how you met the beautiful bride that Jennifer Poole, your wife,
Yeah.
who is the backing vocalist, Steinway piano, have an organ percussion dish on how you met.
Well, so I mean, it's the ultimate rock and roll love story, right? I mean, we performed in Canada that day. We performed on a beach festival, and probably about 15,000 people there. And she was sort of working around and backstage and running back and forth. And there was just because of the festival and what was happening there, they didn't really have a green room, but she had a condo that was just right next to the beach. And she graciously offered to the organizers to have the band use that for the green room and to hang out and whatnot. So we performed our show there, and we were in the condo and the green room, and she was there, and it was just love at first sight. And we just communicated for probably a couple of months, and just, a message occasionally. We weren't really hitting it off right from the start, but we knew deep inside that we just completely fell for each other years ago. That's what she said, how she felt about me, and that's exactly how I felt about her. But obviously, being the adults we were like, okay, and we would write back and forth, and then a number of months later, it was in the fall, she was actually on her way from North Carolina to Chicago, and I sent her a message and was like, hey, how are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm actually at the airport right now. And I'm like, oh, where are you? And she's like, I'm in Chicago. I'm like, oh, and I was in Canada at the time. And well, we never stopped talking, and the rest is history. And we now have three beautiful children, and she's part of the whole family, by the way. Just like how Paul and Linda would travel in the 1970s, we travel as a family on the road in the tour bus, and she's now joined me on stage as my on-stage wife, but also my real life wife. And
Love that.
believe it or not, Jennifer shares the same birthday as Linda McCartney, September 24th.
September 24th? Wow, that is just well, I want to do a shout out to Jennifer as a fellow Cornellian. I love
Yes.
that. Yep.
Yes.
But here's the
Yep.
thing I want to say to Jennifer. Jennifer, if I ever get to meet you, I want to hear about the zebra that you
Yeah.
raised. It's just so interesting because, of course, Linda was such an
Yeah.
animal
Yeah.
enthusiast. And here is Jennifer,
Yeah.
who was raised on a horse farm in Michigan, and the family farm currently serves as a rescue haven for abandoned and abused animals.
Yes, and there's so many parallels that she has with Linda, and it's funny because we didn't really know that of each other before we met. These are all these coincidences that just came together, and But yeah, she's a wonderful person. She's a wonderful mom. And but we have a house full of children and a yard full of animals, as I always say. But yeah, that's she did have a zebra for a while. That was a rescue.
You
And
sound like
and
an adorable couple. I wanted we've got just a little bit of time left, and I just want to get to a couple things. I want to ask you, I know it's a hard question, and you shouldn't ask a musician this. Of all the songs you perform, which one speaks to you the most? You know, it's sort of if you could pick a couple songs and why those songs, the melodies and the words speak to your heart and soul.
That's a difficult question. I mean, I guess it always depends on the mood or the time, really, because, I mean, when you think about it, McCartney wrote so many great songs over the course of his lifetime, that it's difficult to pick one. I mean, if you ask me right now, I mean, I love the deeper cuts, there's one that I really like. It's called Call Me Back Again, which is a song that he wrote during his Wings era. And then there's also My Love, right, that he wrote for Linda. So yeah, I think those would probably be my picks.
Absolutely. So before we sign off, tell us a little bit about the other band members. There are six of you on stage, is that right, Yuri?
Yes, six in total. Obviously, my wife Jennifer being Linda McCartney. Then I have Stephen as Jimmy McCulloch. So Jimmy McCulloch was a famous guitar player in the 1970s. I have Hayden as Denny Lane. Denny Lane, obviously being Paul McCartney's right-hand man and former Moody Blues guitarist and singer. And then I have Jesse, who hails from California, and he's actually been taking drumming lessons with Ringo Starr's drummer, believe it or not, Mr. Bissonette. And then on keys, and which really, he does all the horn section and orchestrations and arrangements. It's Joe on keyboards, and you'll be able to see him. Because he's literally going to be the guy that's going to be standing the highest on the stage. You'll see him behind all our Marshall amps. Wonderful person, great singer, and myself, obviously, on bass and piano and guitar, depending on which song I play. And yeah, that's the band.
I love that. In case you didn't know this, Yuri, and you probably do, the Penny Lane Museum is here in Pinellas County.
Yes. We're going to have to find some time to go and visit that.
Absolutely. I think that anybody who loves the Beatles is going to love this show. I talked to someone who saw it previously. They said if you close your eyes and open your eyes, you will think it is Paul McCartney and Wings. So, folks, I've been talking to the wonderful Uri Poole. He portrays Paul McCartney in the McCartney years, the Wing years, at the Mahaffey, April 17th at 7:30. Tickets are going fast. You can get them on Ticketmaster. You can call 727-300-2000. Uri, parting words for our listeners before they come to the show.
Yes, also, if people want to look us up on Facebook, the internet, we're at themccartneyears.net, and also people can find us on Facebook simply by looking us up as the McCartney Years. And yeah, you can also buy tickets through that. And hey, if you want to know what it's like to be with the band on the run, give us a like on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok as well. We are looking so forward to come to the Mahaffey on the 17th. Unbelievably excited about that. It's going to be a great show, and we cannot wait to give you all this wonderful music of Paul McCartney from the 1970s.
So, hey, Jude and Lady Madonna lovers, get
Oh,
yourself over
yes.
to the Mahaffey. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Nanette.